Hello and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. I'm just now leaving my brother's place, trying to figure out how to get out of here. I'm in Kansas City. Here I come. Put this on speaker so I can hear somebody logged in. Oh, la vida loca. What to talk about? What to talk about? I don't have a disclaimer handy, but basically, website, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Disclaimer. It's just about on every page. One of our disclaimers is that we are not regulations, chosen guidelines. They classify animals, man and or other animals. I think the federal regulations say and other animals, where the state you'll have to look it up for yourself, but just Google man or other animals, or man and other animals, and you'll see the information that informed us about it, as well as the actual information. They're both highway robbery, I think. Make sure I use my turn signal. Yeah! Anyway, so we're not manimals, not that we know of anyways. I mean, there's a lot of controversy out there as to who we are and where we came from. If you actually read the Bible, it says that we were created by multiple beings, not just one being. And we were actually recreated, not actually created by these beings. Now, we were created by God originally, but what we were originally, we don't know. Were we monkeys, or apes, or reptilian, or I don't know what the other options are. I have no idea. I really don't think anybody knows. It's all speculation. We can assume whatever we want to assume, but to be honest, 99% of us have no clue. Anyway, so, I don't know. It just doesn't matter, really. I mean, it matters, but it don't matter. But we don't see ourselves as animals. Therefore, we do not consent to the man or other animals regulations because we don't see ourselves as animals. According to the Bible, we have dominion over the animals, so that's why they classify us as animals, so that they can say they have dominion over us. Who they are, I don't know, because supposedly they're men also, men and women. Men and other animals, so, you know, they're classifying themselves as animals as well. Yeah. So that's one of our disclaimers. The other disclaimer is that we practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. God said every green herb was put on this planet for our use. So, it's your God-given right to use any natural herb for, you know, medicinal use. Pleasure, maybe even also, I don't know. But, I don't think God would want us to get all jacked up. But, you know, every herb has its purpose. You know, God created these things, and, you know, I'm not necessarily condoning the use of marijuana. I'm condoning the use of natural marijuana. But natural marijuana won't get you high. Natural marijuana, well, it will get you high. It won't get you as high. You know, they call it ditch weed. Most people are like, ah, that's ditch weed. We don't want that. You know, they want the good stuff. Well, you know, I don't know that God condones of all the hybrid and medical marijuana, but God would condone of the ditch weed because that's the way he intended it to grow. You know, throw some seeds on the ground and let them grow, and that's the way they're supposed to be. Now, you can change the soil for better growth and stuff like that. But I'm not sure exactly what the Bible says about hybrids and all that other stuff. But I understand that the Bible does say certain things about certain kind of plant manipulation. Do I believe the Bible's 100%? Not really. Do I believe that there's more than 60-some books in the Bible? Yes. Originally, there was over 200 books. Actually, even more than that. What got me on my quest for knowledge, and I don't really know a whole lot. I just know what I know. But what got me on my quest was, I grew up Protestant. And then my first wife and I, we ended up going to a Catholic church. And, one of the traditional Roman Catholic type churches. I forgot exactly what they were. But, they still did exorcisms and all that stuff. Old school. These guys are old school. They weren't a New Age Catholic church. And, like I said, they still did exorcisms and the whole nine yards. So when I was going to that church, I found out that they had 7 extra books that the Protestant Bible didn't have. And that got me questioning everything. And so I started doing my homework. And apparently there was a lot of books that were taken out or not allowed in the Bible that probably should have been in the Bible. There were actually 14 books that were in the Bible that were taken out, and that's called the Apocrypha. And now they're trying to get rid of the Old Testament. So that tells you something right there. And then if you go outside of that, there's other books like, I think the Book of Jasher, the Book of Enoch, a few others that I can't remember the names of right off the top of my head. But apparently Mary Magdalene wrote a book. Supposedly even Jesus wrote a book, but it's not in the Bible. Wonder why. You got some quotes from Jesus, but Jesus' book's not in there. What's up with that? So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's not in the Bible. And you got to look outside the box or look outside the book. So you hear people preaching, preachers preaching about certain things in church, and then you read the Bible and you're like, these things aren't in the Bible, and you wonder where they came up with it. They just made it up. Some of it, yes. Some of it, no. They got it from the other books. They actually have read some of the other books. They don't tell you to read the other books. They don't tell you about the other books. But they've read them. So there you go. So yeah, anyway, so we're free thinkers. We think outside the box, or at least try to. You know, we're still stuck on certain things. We're still in denial about certain things. We're still ignorant about certain things. We're still traumatized by certain things. You know, we're not perfect. We got our issues. But, we try to be free thinkers, and we try to think outside the box. So yeah, I covered alternative health. I've covered the man or other animals. There's a lot of other things. Our opinions are our own. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only, which I'll be talking about the game mostly. Probably. I'm tired, so it's probably going to be a short podcast. I don't know if David's going to show up. He'll probably show up after I go to bed. Yeah. I've been hanging out with my mom and my nephews and my brother all day. We took a road trip this morning, had lunch, came back, hung out for a little bit, then went over to my brother's, played video games pretty much, baked cookies, played some more video games, and then here I am. You know, we're still playing Nintendo 64. I mean, I still have my old Nintendo 64 stuff in storage or in my overseas storage container. But my brother, you know, and my nephews, they all still play 64, and it's pretty cool. I missed it. I actually was able to beat my nephew at the Army game, you know, like back in the, I don't know if they still have those little plastic toy soldier army men anymore, but back when we was growing up, we had those. And Nintendo 64 has a game, you know, Army Man game, where you can run around and, you know, shoot people, you know, and, you know, whatnot. So we were playing that. My older nephews were like, telling me, you know, watch out for my youngest nephew because he's really good at that game. And he'll, you know, he'll massacre me. Well, I still got skills, even though it's been a while since I played those games. He ended up quitting. He's like, forget this game. We're going to play another game. He ended up slaughtering me on Mortal Kombat before we left. I won one or two rounds, but he really whooped me. Muffy, go inside, go inside. All the cats are waiting to go inside. All right, you two are allowed inside, if I can find the key here. Liberty. I want to call her Ladybug. Go on, Muffy. I'm actually, well, let me go in here and check, see if I need to do anything. I need to get my shower bag in the morning before I leave. A few other things. My game phones. And I'm good. All right, going out to my camper. I inherited a camper. Shit, scared me. I thought I stepped on you or something. Whiny butt. What are you whining about? Meow. Better eat that food, Muffy, before Liberty gets it. My mom doesn't want them sharing food. So I guess I gotta sit here and guard while Muffy eats. But anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, gaming. We played Mario Kart, which I suck at, always have. But I went ahead and played it with them. And I did okay, but I, you know, it never really was my favorite. We started out playing Army Man, and I did pretty good at that. Gun games are my thing. Then we played Conker's Bad Fur Day. My brother, he was like, I told him I still had my Conker's Bad Fur Day. He's like, oh, man, I went out and spent $100 on that game. his wife, or now ex-wife, was pissed that he spent $100 on the game. But he's like, I should have bought it from you. Probably, but I probably wouldn't have wanted to sell it. I'm attached to it. I love Conker's Bad Fur Day. I love all my gun games. And one of these days, I'd like to set those games back up and play them. I just don't know when that day is going to happen because I don't have... I'm not stationary. I'm like a nomad. All my stuff's in a container. I'm not stable. I try to be stable. I want to be stable, but I'm not stable. I have land, an off-grid organic farm and retreat, but I basically live in a small camper with no utilities. It sucks in the heat of the summer and dead of winter, but, you know, you figure out ways to make do. I mean, in the winter, we just have a lot of blankets. I wear thermal gear. And then crawl up underneath a whole bunch of blankets. And it's a little cold at first, but then your body temperature heats up like your little cocoon. And you're warm until you got to get up and go to the bathroom. That's the only part that sucks, is getting up. But, and in the summer it's really hot, but it's not as bad as winter. But, you know, my friend, David Ray, he survived a couple winters like that. And I'm like, well, shoot, if he can do it, I can do it. And I can't say that it's fun, but a couple months ago, I went into town. David was staying in some friends' greenhouse. And I was a little jealous. So I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to go sleep in a greenhouse too. That was such a horrible idea. I ended up getting sick because of the hot-cold fluctuation all the time. It's like every couple hours you got to get up and, you know, throw wood in the fire because you're freezing your butt off. And, you know, because the greenhouse gets cold when there's no fire going. So, I was like, screw that. I'd rather sleep in a cold camper with no heat at all than sleep in a greenhouse where it's hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold. So that's what I've been doing ever since. I sleep in a greenhouse. I mean, not greenhouse. I sleep in the camper. And right now I'm sleeping in a camper with very little heat. I got this kind of like curtain thingy that's not on its roller, which I need to fix, but I have never done yet. I think I have to take it apart to put in, put it back together. And then, in order for it to work, I don't know how that came off of its track in the first place, but nonetheless, it's off its track, and I gotta fix it. I got this little space heater, but I can't turn it up all the way, otherwise it'll, you know, kick the breaker. So, it takes the edge off, but, you know, I still get up underneath a bunch of blankets, and I still stay warm. It's not that bad outside, but I stayed out here. This is the camper that I inherited from my grandparents. I'm up in Kansas City right now. I'm trying to get it to the land, but my uncle's got stuff in the way. And, you know, I'm just trying to get everything out of the way and then get somebody that I can have haul it down there, I might have to pay him $500, but find somebody to haul it down to Stockton for me, and then it'll be on the land. Down there, I have no utilities yet. I hope to drill for water this year, because I'm making better money. I'm working on the, I'm working in the oil field now. I don't make as good of money as you might think I make, but I am making better money than what I was making, so it's worth it. It's working out. I just got my transmission paid for my other truck, and then I got to put this one in the shop. But I'm looking at maybe buying another truck, a full-size truck, that maybe I can go ahead and put a fifth wheel in it and then haul this down myself, you know. Save $500. I might spend another $1,500 to $2,000 or $2,500 on the truck itself. But then I'll have the truck, and then I can do whatever I want. But that's something I'm looking at doing. Something I'm looking at doing. I just got to find the right deal. And but if I don't find the right deal in the meantime, then I'll just pay somebody to take this truck. Oh, I forgot my Cheerios. They're in the house. I found some chocolate peanut butter Cheerios. It's really good. Probably not good for you, but it's really good. So anyway, carbs. If I eat carbs, they put me to sleep, and so it's kind of like my sleep aid. I don't eat that stuff during the day. I'll snack on, you know, something like that right before I go to bed, and it'll make me pass out. So, it just, it'll make me real sleepy, and then, oop, I'm gone. So, yeah, so we're off the grid. We got an off-grid organic farming retreat we're working on. We have some solar panels. We're trying to get solar and wind power set up. And I hope to drill for water sometime this year. That's really my next goal, my next step, is to drill for water. I got a few projects that I'm working on, but that's one of them. Now that I got my pickup truck paid for, I'm going to get this camper down there. And then I need to get another overseas storage container. And then the next project is drill for water. Which, just drilling for water is only going to cost me about $5,000. 3 to 5, somewhere in there. Probably like four thousand something. So I got to save up for that. But once I get water on the land, things will be a little bit easier. We also got a couple ponds we're trying to reconstruct, but they're not going to be cheap to build. The first one's going to be easy. It's only going to be maybe $1,000 to do, maybe. Maybe actually probably a little more than that, but the big pond that I want to do, it's going to cost me closer to $5,000 or $10,000 to do. The pipes alone that I already bought cost me over $1,000. So, anyways, but I had to put that one on a back burner. We're going to do the little pond first. Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented, DungeonsandDragons.com.
Yes. Sorry, folks. I forgot what day it was and forgot to conserve my battery.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
And dead batteries.
And dead batteries. And the New World Order Agenda 21.
What about Agenda 31?
That too.
What is Agenda 21?
I can't quote it, but I know about 21, not 31.
Yeah, 31 is a podcast spoofing 21, but they're just as serious.
Oh, well, yeah, Agenda 21 podcast. They don't talk about, they talk about everything, including but not limited to Agenda 21.
Have you listened to it?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm just going on what David Ray told me.
Oh, well, okay. There you go. You should listen to it. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Agenda 31, I've got instructions for how to create your own common law ID. And the premise behind it is pretty simple and pretty basic. Basically, when the cops pull you over and they ask for ID, they want something that they can say, yeah, I looked at a photo ID. Okay? And so you're giving them a photo ID. And
yeah, but they want it government issued.
Right, but if you go through the trouble of getting it notarized and then apostilled after it's been notarized, it's effectively an official document.
True.
And while they might challenge it, they look pretty foolish when the judge says, it's official.
But and it's the an official identification. It's an official identification card, not an official driver's license.
Right. And if the judge gives you a hard time over it, then his bosses will give, you know, say, well, you know, it's official. So, and they point out some pitfalls that you might fall into. When you go to get it notarized, they're going to ask for identification. And basically what you do is you go in with two friends who will have to be identified. But you go in with two friends who will testify that you are who you say you are and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so the notary notarizes that you produced and signed that document, and then you apply to the state for an apostille, I can't even pronounce it right, apostille, which is basically a notarization saying that was notarized.
Oh, okay.
All right, and as silly as it sounds, people get that done all the time. So it's sort of, you know, double duty. So, and it basically, from the podcast, and I don't know how old the podcast was, it's basically $25 per document you produce. So if you produce six of these IDs in case, you know, so you have backups in case the police officer walks off with yours.
The cop or other criminal?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's an act of theft when they walk off with it. By the way, folks, I'm driving. That's why I might sound funny.
You always sound funny.
Well, funny as in different. As opposed to my normal, I just sound weird. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, yeah, Agenda 31, they're spoofing Agenda 21 and, you know, basically making a joke out of it. Whoa.
Kind of like we're spoofing Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, kind of. We might actually make up a game called Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Huh?
We might actually make up a game called Demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Maybe, if it's not too infringing.
Well, you know, Dungeons and Dragons itself is infringing on previous games.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
What?
I said, well, never mind then.
Yeah. Well, it's a role-playing game with lots of rules. That's all it is. And it's, you know, one of the spoofs on Dungeons and Dragons is paper and paychecks. They show a barbarian and a mage and a couple of other medieval type characters sitting around a table rolling dice, and they're playing paper and paychecks.
What's a paycheck?
Something you don't receive too often, I guess.
No, child support usually takes it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm seeing a big red glow in the sky. You know, that pinkish red color you see over cities. In a direction like... Go ahead.
Maybe it's the rapture.
Nah.
Maybe the aliens have come back for us.
Yeah, no, I've seen too many evil people today. So, I figure if there's going to be a rapture, it's going to be the same as every other time God pulled people off the planet. He didn't pull the good people off the planet. I mean, who went away when the flood happened?
Oh, the bad people.
Yeah. Who went away when Sodom and Gomorrah went up? Oh, there's a fire. It's a fire making the sky glow. But it's got that pinkish red hue that the city lights produce.
Interesting.
That's a pretty big fire. So I'm probably going to get in the way of the fire department and go drive by it just to see what's up.
Oh, I can play the disclaimer. I'm on my computer now.
Well, you going to read it, or are you going to have it read?
I'm going to read the old version. I'm going to have it read. If I can find it, I might not be able to find it. I can't read.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have my phone read my PDF files to me, and even when I slow it down, people do not understand it just because of that electronic voice. It's like, what?
Well, that's just because it's your electronic voice.
My electronic voice sounds a lot like your electronic voice.
Mine's better.
Uh-huh. It requires a trained ear to hear that properly.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and/or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Hey, what's that all about?
We should use that as our theme music. It's from the rock and roll group called Manimal.
Manimal?
Manimal.
Why don't we get permission to use it?
Do what?
We'll have to write them and get permission to use it.
Yeah. Manimal.
Well, apparently the fire has gone out because it's not lighting up the sky like that anymore.
Cool.
It does seem to be in the direction of CNS at this point, though. One could only hope.
Yes, folks, I'm out exploring, trying to find a fire out in the middle of nowhere. Taking us over by a process
Russian cities that Soviet rule would be skipped over so far by the American people before they ever realized it was happening, that they could no longer resist the communist conspiracy as free citizens, but could resist the communist tyranny only by themselves becoming conspirators against established governments.
That's called Soviet rule. You need to go to LennyLadner.com or Vote for Lenny or LadnerForCongress.com and download Soviet rule. I'm also going to be uploading it to ScrapGov, Scrap.us. We lost David. I'm actually working on uploading last week's podcast to the website. I'm a week behind because I've been on my home time or whatever. But, yeah. David's chasing a fire right now. DD&D podcast. I'm just exhausted. This was from last week, the 10th. So March 3-10. I do not know what we talked about. Oh, yeah, I do. Metaphysical. We talked about Red Towers. No, we talked about Mysteria Legacy. We talked about Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Hello. Oh my. So apparently PNS is no longer within the Verizon network signal area.
Who's that?
PNS? Parties and Scam?
Parties in a Scam Contract.
Well, that'd be PINSC.
Same diff.
PNS.
Penis.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the trick is a.
He's a scam artist. Yeah, that's the land that we bought into, or I bought into, and we got involved in when we basically moved down to the Cedar County area.
Hey, when I have an extra $250, I'll invest in the land, too.
Yeah, and it turned out to be a scam, but I'm still part owner in the land, so I go over there and collect things like hedge, you know, passion fruit. And there's a good spot for our target range, so we go down there and shoot every once in a while and drive the other guy crazy. I'm sorry, he's already crazy. Just kind of, we kind of help boost his psycho craziness. And, no, I don't know. I mean, I know, well, the shooting range, I kind of do just to be annoying, but at the same time, it's the perfect place to go shooting, so.
Oh, yeah. Nice hill to shoot into. Don't have to worry about the neighbor's property or nothing.
Yeah, we don't really have a good spot on our land that we can do it, so.
No, it'd be shooting if we did it.
I own part of that land, so I go over there and use the southwest corner is a shooting range because it's the great spot for a shooting range.
And if I had ownership in the land, we have a local friend who would be out there frequently with me supervising, shooting his semi-automatic weapons all the time.
Maybe.
Bang, bang.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, we got gun enthusiast friends, and yeah, they're always looking for a good place to shoot their guns, and that is a good spot, so. It could use some work, but it's a good spot. But yeah, I mostly go over there to collect heads, and in the fall, passion flower and passion fruit, because it grows over there. I've been trying to get to grow on my new land, but it won't grow for whatever reason. So I grow it there. Well, it's already growing there, so I go and collect it there. Hello.
Yeah, so apparently it's me and the weather. So it might not be that PNS is out of the signal range. It just might be that the weather is reducing where the signal reaches.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
So. Yep.
I'm finally uploading last week's podcast.
Say who, what, where?
I said I'm finally uploading last week's podcast.
That's why I couldn't get it.
Yeah, we had a caller last week for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, we had two callers last week. Lenny called on our political podcast.
Yep. Which is moving to Sunday? Or is it still Monday?
Still Monday right now, but we can move it to Sunday next week. Once I update it on the website, which I'll be doing this week.
Yeah, Ron Paul posts his new Monday update every Sunday.
Yeah.
So, that works.
Sunday, Sunday.
Would you believe
we can't? We can't do it Sunday. Sunday, Sabbath. Hello? Anyways, I'm just jacking with him. Saturday is the Sabbath, but technically the Sabbath is over at sunset. It starts Friday at sunset and ends Saturday at sunset. Which kind of doesn't really make sense, but whatever. I mean, I don't know. People have their biblical calculation. So I don't really know. Hello and welcome to the Day Podcast!
Yeah, this is what, your third caller of the night?
Yeah. Normally it's me dropping out and calling back in.
Yeah, well, it was, that last one was actually expected. If I'm going to lose signal anyplace, it was right there. That was.
And we lost him again.
Greenhouse, then the only thing that might kill me is the fact.
And there he goes again. All right. So, I'm not sure what else to talk about. So, we'll talk about the games. Parallel Kingdom will start there. If you've listened to previous podcasts, you'll know all about our history with PK. Parallel Kingdom kind of got me back into gaming. Rewind. When I was at my brother's place, we played Conker's Bad Fur Day, Army Man, 007, and Mario Kart, and Mortal Kombat. And I got my butt whooped at Mortal Kombat. My brother thought I was going to... mop the floor with my nephew on Mortal Kombat, but I hadn't played it in almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I won one round, and that was about it.
I got one more problem. I got no firewood for tonight.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you got a heated stove.
Not really.
Oh.
I got blankets.
Yeah, I got Bill's sleeping bag. And it's not going to get freezing cold inside the greenhouse. It's just going to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's the way it is here.
Yep.
So, Parallel Kingdom.
Yeah. That's the end of the game.
You what?
You said the official word for Red Towers, but that's the unofficial word, because the official word would only come from Red Towers itself.
I don't understand.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, I said Red Towers is officially dead.
Right.
Yeah, it's dead. Hardly anybody's playing it anymore. What's his face? Starts with an S. I can't remember his name anymore because he's never there anymore. Him and Gux, the two that were always in the chat. Impose, that was his name.
Yay.
Yeah, Impos is never there anymore. Gux barely is. Let's see, I can read my chat from my oldest post that's still on here is from the 14th. So today's the 17th. That's global chat.
Yeah, that never happened. Not when it's active.
It's not active anymore.
Right. So it is dead, but I don't know that that's the official word. The official word would be they admit that they gave up.
Well, they have not admitted anything.
Right.
And maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe they're regrouping. We don't know. But, I mean, it's officially dead as of now.
Yeah, I think you're using that term incorrectly.
Whatever. If you look at it, you will agree that it's dead. Nobody hardly ever goes there anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, basically, global chat is starting to look like Hunt Chat, where you can see what you posted a half a week ago.
Right.
Now, Hunt Chat's even more dead than that. You could see what you posted a month ago. But it didn't used to be. It used to be like this. Well, actually, it used to be like a couple weeks. You could still see your stuff in there. But yeah, it's getting that way. It's like my oldest post that's in here is basically from the 14th. And then a couple people posted a couple things. And then I came back and posted something on the 15th. And only two people posted stuff after I did on the 15th. And then I posted again on the 16th. And let's see. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people there between the 16th and the 17th. When I post it again. I posted at noon today. And between noon and this evening, there was 1, 2, 3 people on. And that was it. 4. Because I posted a lot today.
Right.
But it's almost as dead as Map Your Empire. But at
almost
least
as dead as Map Your Empire is really dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm the only one posting in Map Your Empire.
You're the one keeping it alive.
Yeah, basically. In the past week, only one person has posted besides me on Map Your Empire. So there's about a dozen more people on Red Towers than there is Map Your Empire. But Mysteria Legacy is doing pretty good.
There you go. But it's not location-based.
It's not. It's not a PK-like game.
Yeah.
It is and it ain't. I mean, you know, you can map your empire, build your stuff, make a kingdom, and all that stuff. But it is not location-based. But they got monsters you can kill. You can fight people. You can build your castle. You can build your empire. They call them tribes instead of kingdoms. My only problem with the game is that you spend half the time repairing your crap. Because the rate of decay is way too fast. I don't have time to keep up with it anymore. And I'm actually starting to get burnout because
of the rate of decay. I'm thinking about quitting.
I can barely understand you over all the hits and slashes and whatever.
I said, because of the rate of decay, I'm starting to get overwhelmed, and I'm thinking about quitting.
Yeah. I believe there should be a rate of decay in games, but what you're describing for Mysteria Legacy, that's excessive.
It is excessive. I mean, you have to constantly stay on top of it.
Yeah.
And
now,
it makes it hard for you to advance and be productive because you're busy. You're constantly busy trying to maintenance your crap.
Right.
But if you've got a team, you know, it makes it a whole lot easier. But see, I'm the only one really playing.
Now, see,
in my tribe.
The problem I had with Feral Kingdom is if you placed 1,000 flags or if you placed 1,000,000 flags all over the place, but you only visited, say, 1,000 of them on a regular basis, there is a lot of flags out there occupying territory that other people could use that you aren't using. But if they attack you, you know, you, of course, would take offense. All right?
Yeah, if you can find it.
Well, it actually, once you play the game enough, it actually tells you where everything is.
It gives you an idea, yeah, and then you have to go find it.
Yeah, you can see that overview map and go hop on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, if you got that going. Well,
yeah,
you can't.
This?
You can't see. You can't see where the flag is being attacked by another player, but you could if it was being attacked by monsters.
Okay.
Yeah, it had a little target thing on it.
Right.
But if it was being attacked by another player, then you would have to go figure out who was attacking what flag and where. I mean, it would give you an idea, but it wouldn't tell you where. But after a while, it's like if you had so many flags, you really didn't worry about some of them.
Right.
But you
yeah, my thoughts are, in a game of that nature, there should be a decay rate, not necessarily sudden and fast, but, you know, places that you seldom visited, maybe a month from now, there would be a good chance that a lot of them had evaporated. But things you visit every day, or at least every week, should stay. It should be automatically considered that you maintained it.
Oh, just by visiting it?
Yeah, just by visiting it. All right? But if you don't visit it for a week, there should be a percentage chance that it suffers some damage. And in a way, PK did that because monsters would attack your stuff.
Right.
All right. But it didn't really happen often enough. Yeah. But it would also attack stuff that you use commonly. And I'm thinking, you know, if you're using it on a regular basis, there shouldn't be any special monsters attacking it. It should just, you know, just the stuff you haven't visited for, you know, for a week or two should start just slowly decaying. You know, and then if you show up, just showing up should do a percentage repair on it. So, you know, if you hadn't been in an area for a while, some of your stuff starts to decay. You know, and it shouldn't be all at once, because, you know, you might go on hiatus for a year. It'd be nice if you came back and there was some of your kingdom still there.
Right.
You know, but it should, you know, it should start evaporating. Make room for new players.
To hell with new players.
Well, there was dead players who occupied a lot of land and was afraid to attack them because they looked like they were powerful. And it took a while to figure out, oh, they're dead.
Right.
Once they figured out they were dead, then it was okay to attack them.
Well, yeah, you look and see if they hadn't been online in a while.
And actually, we woke up a couple of players by attacking dead players' stuff.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Well, that didn't work. Put a couple of keeper logs in the fireplace before I left. They're still there, but there's no embers.
Interesting.
Well, that's what happens when you put green wood into the fireplace, even if there are hot coals. Yeah, a little charred.
I'm repairing my towers right now.
Towers?
Yeah, I don't want to lose my towers. I need those for defense.
Alrighty.
But overall, I like Mystera Legacy. If I just had more people helping me maintain my property, it would be a lot smoother. You know? But I'm the only one here in my kingdom.
Yeah. I don't play often enough in order to get over to where you're at.
Yeah, and I have a couple people who want to join my kingdom, but I don't trust them. But I don't know who they are. You know, they're strangers.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, people might want to join your kingdom and then rob you.
God, we know where all your treasures are.
Well, yeah, your towers don't attack your kingdom members.
Yep.
So they get in, your towers won't attack them, they steal everything and leave.
Makes sense. All right, you're going to have to monologue for a little bit because I got to go get some fire starting wood.
Okay. So, yeah, anyway. So, as soon as I get done repairing these towers, I'll go through my list. There's a couple of games out there that supposedly are trying to get off the ground. They're supposed to be Parallel Kingdom spinoffs. Red Towers is really the only one up and going, but it's not going very good. I'm not knocking them. I'm trying not to knock them. because I really want to see them succeed. But they're not that productive right now. And I'm not sure why that is exactly. But, you know, they're either having financial problems or they're having programmer issues. Don't know. But Red Towers is basically the one in the lead. Let's see here. I have my list here. Podcast notes. So we have Red Towers. We have Parallel Origin. Let's look up Parallel Origin. I found out about them on Facebook. Most of these I found out about on Facebook. So let's look up Parallel. Origin. Here it is. Facebook says
you remind me, I'm just fighting with wood.
Sorry. All right. Someone says, when this game gonna be available? That's in the community group. I released the roadmap a few posts ago on the official page. It will still take some time till released. That was yesterday. So they asked, can we participate in beta testing? And there was no response. Oh, wait a minute. What's this? So it's not ready yet. Let's go to their official page. See what their official website is. Probably parallelorigin.com. Last post was March 15th. We recently hit the 200 followers. I guess they got 200 likes or something like that. You guys are awesome. All right, cool. Well, all right, let's look up parallelorigin.com. Okay, apparently they do not own parallelorigin.com. Let's try parallel-origin.com. Still nothing. So where is this website they're talking about?
Right, Googling Parallel Origin.
Yeah, I'm going to try that next. Because they said they had a roadmap. Thank you. Nothing. Just a Facebook page. Yeah, it's my roosters and Mr. Legacy. All right, so we'll go to their Facebook and say, what is the web address? We cannot find it. All right, so Parallel Origin is still trying to get off the ground. Map Your Empire. Have no clue. Let's see what they have to say. Map Your Empire. Map Your Empire like page. Last update was October 22nd. Says, so far we are working out implications with servers and how data will be sent. I'm going to say, any new updates? All right. Oh, there's 15 comments. Let's see what they say. Oh, somebody posted 2 hours ago. Been a while. 5 weeks ago, somebody posted, Project Dead? ? And then, oh, they responded, Project isn't dead, we're still working on it. That was 5 weeks ago. All right, so they're still working on it. But it appears dead. Let's see. Parallel dimensions. Parallel dimensions. Video game. Wow, they updated something yesterday. After months of tough thinking and not coming up with an exact answer, should we still consider making Parallel Dimension? So there's a poll. 89% says yes, 11% says no. And I just clicked yes.
Why would anybody say no?
I don't know. 11% says no. It's probably the competition.
Yeah, I'd want an explanation.
Let's see. 17 comments. Somebody said, just fucking make it. You know people want to play. And then this guy posted this animated GIF image. It says, "What are you waiting for? Do it!" It's kind of cool.
Do it already.
Now thumbs up that. Who's Easton? Somebody said Easton knows what he's talking about. Oh, here we go. Please make it. Come on. It's been too long since PK. PK died. This might... PK died. This might too. So you better hurry up. While you still have a fan base and loyal players. I like that. So the Parallel Dimension is still thinking about production. I guess they're still working on it. Don't know. See, who else is there? Turf Wars, they suck. After Empire, Parallel Origin, Red Towers. Red Towers is the only thing that's actually up. And I don't know. They hit a brick wall. So.
They were doing pretty good until they started beta testing.
Do what?
They were doing pretty good until they started the official beta testing.
I don't know.
The game is tough, but they had loyal players.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, if they would have just kept moving forward and keep, you know, doing updates, they would have kept their loyal players.
Right.
But whenever when it was down for like a month, I pretty much left and went to Mysterio Legacy. And a lot of other people left too.
How mean?
Well, I mean, I still go back and check on it, but I don't really check on it all that much anymore. I mean, because I'm so busy trying to maintain my crap at Mysterio Legacy, which is getting annoying. I wish Red Towers or somebody would hurry up and finish a PK game.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll probably give up on all of them and say, forget it. But, I mean, it's all counterproductive anyways. I mean, I'm not really getting any work done.
Counterproductive? How can you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I just bought some tweezers. They're dangerous.
Danger, danger.
They come to a needle-sharp point. They're everything I wanted in a pair of tweezers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're for digging in there and getting out those splinters that just don't have any exposure. Cool. And they only cost me $2.50. Basically, surgical tweezers. Oh, wait, what does that have to do with their whole kingdom?
How do you spell Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan. You spell Obi-Wan, Obi-Wan.
Okay. Obi-Wan. See if he says. I'm sending people to Todd now. He used to work at House of Hezekiah and now Phoenix Herb Shop before it burned down.
Right.
And so since I can't send people to Irish anymore, I'm sending them to him.
Yeah, he's actually turning people away.
Yeah. I said... I told him I sent two people to him for SRI issues. I think I said that right. The shrinks want to put everybody on SRIs, right? That's the right word?
SSRIs? Serotonin reuptake inhibitors?
Yes.
Yeah, those horrible things that kind of put you out of body. So your body turns around and does evil things.
Well, yeah. And so anyways, he said, well, I'll do the best I can. Happy face. I says, I know. And I told him, I said, Irish has pretty much given up on humanity, so you are now Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, so he responded, so I had to respond to him. So, yeah, just waiting for PK's been off to be successful. All right, last week's podcast is officially up. That was the 10th, right? Yeah. Now I got to do the ScrapGov Scrap podcast. But yeah, Jamie was talking about how something similar to what Kim was talking about a couple years ago when I was with her. Kim was talking about how they're trying to put, I guess, maybe the fluoride in the water or something in our food or drink. Or maybe even something in the chemtrails. It's supposed to crystallize our third eye so that they can communicate and control us through our third eye.
Okay.
Well, I said something about that to Jamie because Jamie was talking about people talking about machines controlling them.
That's one of the theories between the upcoming 5G.
I'm sorry?
The upcoming 5G technology. One of the theories is that it's going to be used for mind control.
Right. So how do we get around that?
Spiritual warfare.
Well, what I mean is, how do people keep their minds clean and clear from interference? Because basically, it's chemicals that are causing our brains to be disordered, so that they can control us or control our thinking. So what is it that they're giving us, and how are they giving it to us so that we can not do those things and therefore not be under their control?
Well, you probably won't like my particular answer. For the most part, you have to really, really, really know who and what you are, and the difference between your thoughts and external thoughts. You know, just because you hear the thought in your head doesn't mean it's your thought.
Right.
You know?
I think, therefore, I am not.
Well, yeah. Thinking may be proof of existence, but lack of thought is not proof of non-existence. So, there's a lot of people out there that don't put thought to things. They just take it as it is. And those who just take it as it is, they're easily controllable. They might as well
right.
not exist.
I'm working on uploading the ScrapGov Scrap podcast now.
Yay.
For the retards.
What?
All right, Todd responded with a happy face. So he's willing to take on the challenge. I told them to talk to you as well, but because you and Todd are more knowledgeable than I am.
What was that challenge again?
The SSRI challenge.
Okay.
Basically, one of the persons is dealing with depression, and the other person is dealing with, I guess you might say, manic psychosis. Not so much that she's crazy. The doctors have diagnosed her with bipolar, but I told her, I said, you're not bipolar. I've dated and I attract bipolar women, and I've been around them my whole life, practically. I said, I know bipolar, and you're not bipolar. If you were bipolar, you would not be my friend. Because I avoid bipolar like the plague. I will talk to bipolar people, but I don't get too close to them because they're dangerous. And I basically described to her what bipolar was. I said, you know, and she still kind of thinks that she might be bipolar, but I said, no. I said, you might be manic depressant, but you're not bipolar. Bipolar people are always in fights. They always want to fight. They're always picking fights.
What? What do you mean I'm bipolar? You take that back.
Right. You know, there's no way she's bipolar. She's too mellow. You know, I mean, she's hippie. And all that stuff. And she's not like that kind of mellow. But she's not that aggressive. She's not mean. You know, she doesn't have violent mood swings. Now, when she was on the medication or on a medication, it made her bipolar, but that doesn't mean she is bipolar. You know, drugs will mess a person up. And there's normal people that actually get hooked on drugs. You know, like coke, crack, whatever. And it'll make them bipolar, or it'll make them other things that are unhealthy. But it's not them, it's them on the drug. And so you've got to get them off the drug, whether it's pharmaceutical or street, and get them on something else. You know, get them on a healthier path. Yeah. But I mean, you know, she's not like a druggie or anything like that. It's just these pharmaceuticals that the doctors have put her on got her all messed up.
She's seeing a doctor, right?
What?
She's seeing a doctor, right?
Yeah.
She's a druggie.
Well, true. I mean, the doctor's just a drug dealer. But you know what I mean. I mean, she used to be into alternative health, and well, she still is, but she's getting away from alternative health and becoming dependent on pharmaceuticals.
Well, yeah, it's easier to not think for yourself. Why do you think my mom so easily was convinced by her husband to quit doing all that alternative health nonsense that was working?
Right.
Because, you know, she spent a good 3 or 4 hours every week sorting out her own pills and such. It's just easier to sit down for 3 or 4 hours a day with a doctor, you know, a week with a doctor, and get them to, you know, tell you what to do. And of that, it's only about 5 minutes with the doctor, and the rest of the time spent running from this pharmaceutical to that pharmacy to the other place and, you know.
Waiting room.
Yeah, waiting rooms, you know. All for a guy who doesn't really know what's going on with you because he only spent 5 seconds with you. Well, 5 minutes. He spent 5 minutes with you and seems to think he knows everything there is to know about you. And that's bullshit.
Well, yeah, you know better about your own condition than he does. He or she.
And always will.
Right.
You're more of an expert of what's going on in your life and your body than any doctor, no matter how long he studies, will ever be. Even if the only person he ever studied was you, you still know more than he would know. Now,
right.
He may know something about a specific thing that you don't know,
And so it's your job to find out what he knows and apply it. But whatever
yeah,
you
the
do,
doctors go to school and study illnesses, and they study pharmaceuticals. They study treatment. They don't study cures, but they study treatment, and they study diseases. So they may know the disease better than you do, but they don't know you better than you do. So it's good to consult them and pick their brains, but I wouldn't trust them 100%.
Well, yeah. You know, use them for a diagnostic tool. Find out what's going on with you. And then do your research and see what are the best methods for handling them. And it might turn out that you might want to use a pharmaceutical, in which case you'll have to consult that same doctor and convince him to prescribe that particular thing that you found.
Right, and if it's a drug, he's more likely to jump on board.
Yeah.
If it's an herb, he's less likely to jump on board. But then again, you know, it's like he's getting paid, he or she. They're getting paid for you being there. So, yeah, they might get a kickback from the pharmaceutical industry for subscribing you to the pharmaceutical. But,
well, they wouldn't have gotten their license unless their license is the kickback.
Right.
If they don't agree with that process, they wouldn't get their license.
Right. So, but, I mean, if you tell them, says, look, I'm here to consult your wisdom, but at the same, you know, to consult you and utilize your wisdom, and I'm willing to pay you for your time, but I'm going this direction instead of this direction. Are you with me, or do I got to find someone else to pay them for their time?
Well, that's like my mom's lawyer. He got terribly upset when he was drawing up a trust. He was going to draw up a trust where I was going to be the beneficiary of it. But I wasn't going to sign it unless I read it thoroughly and understood all of it.
Right.
And he wasn't going to put up with that. He didn't go to school all that time to learn how to write that stuff up, to have it questioned by some peon who hadn't studied law.
But they teach us to read and understand everything before we sign it.
Okay.
Well, at least they taught us that growing up. Now, I don't know if they're teaching people that these days.
What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be my argument. I'd be like, well, aren't you supposed to read everything before you sign it? And understand it before you sign it? We don't understand what we're signing, and why should we sign it?
Most certainly shouldn't.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I'd find a doctor. Yeah, I mean, well, it depends on what you subscribe to. I mean, if you subscribe to modern medicine and you think that man's medicine is better than God's medicine, then, hey, great. If not, you know, find an alternative health doctor who will work with you. I mean, doctors aren't entirely bad. I don't trust 90% of them. But, you know, they do go to school and they do study a lot of stuff, but you want to find one that is in sync with
right,
you.
Right, but if your goal is longevity, why would you trust somebody with an average lifespan of 57 years?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Find somebody who believes the way you believe. There are alternative health doctors out there.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Runyon was one of them. He retired at 90-some years of age. The man was still vital. He did not look 90 years old. He looked like he might have been 70. Might have been. And that'd be the upper limit of what he looked. All right? There was no reason for him to retire. You know? But he retired at 90-some years of age. And unfortunately, my mom met Dennis at that same time.
Right, so, after your guys' doctor retired.
Yep.
Yeah, and see, I always tell people, because I don't really know somebody that's alive or actively working as an alternative health doctor. So, the only one I know is the guy that you can find at Marcus Rothkran's website. And I don't even know his name, but if you follow Marcus Rothkran's, you'll find the guy because he has him on his videos a lot. And he's on the Free Food and Medicine DVD.
Well, if you're in the Independence, Kansas City area, I believe Dr. Cox has an office in Blue Spring. He was trained by Dr. Runyon. Now, whether he's still following in Dr. Runyon's shoes or not, I don't know, but he was trained by him. Dr. Runyon was a very good practitioner.
So, he'll probably follow a lot of his methods. He may not follow all of them, but he'll probably still follow a lot of them. I mean, if his patients and everybody's going to be following him, he would have.
Here's the trick. You're not going to find an MD who how can I say it?
Well, a lot of medical doctors
and herbs and such.
A lot of medical doctors are discouraged to practice alternative health because they get labeled as quacks, even though the other guys are really quacks, and they risk losing their life.
Yeah, the quacks will label the true doctor a quack.
Right.
And that's like the terrorists will label the patriot as terrorist.
Well, yeah, name calling. I mean, it's like, if you listen to Rush Limbaugh or some of the other guys, one of the things that they bring up, like Alex Jones, one of the things they bring up is the liberals. They're always like, oh, the liberals. But really, it's, you know, the communists. The communists, one of the first things they'll use for their trump card, if you disagree with anything they say, is you're a racist.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, you are, aren't you?
How?
Hey, if you disagree with them, you've got to be a racist.
Well, you're against their political race.
Okay, that's a twist I wasn't going for, but that works.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to have relations outside of my human race, if that's where you're going with that.
You racist.
I shall not practice bestiality. That would be racism.
Yeah, that'd be racism. Refraining from that would be racism.
Right? So there you go. Yeah, I'm a racist. I don't practice bestiality.
Now, you got to be careful with that, though, because...
Man or
I've
other animals.
Friends who honestly believe that them other races are not...
Yeah. We do have friends that think that black people are...
Right, and they consider that bestiality to
be with someone of another race.
Somebody that's not
color.
White. Yeah.
Not race, another color. Yep.
Yeah, sadly, they need some work.
Yeah, if that's the case, I'm already going... to hell or whatever, because my second wife was Nigerian.
Well, most of these people, they claim to be parts of the Adamic race, and they just won't take a clue when you point this out to them, but the very word Adam means ruddy red. And while it's true that a redneck will take on a red hue because he gets exposed to too much sunlight for his skin color, which is white, not red. You know? So, that word Adam was not referring to white people. And so you got all these white people running around saying, I'm a member of the Adamic race because I'm white. It's like, well, you just admitted that you're not by saying that you're white.
Right?
You know? And I got a friend that I like a lot, but... You know, he's big on that.
Huh. I might have a visitor.
You might have a visitor?
Now, hold on. Oh, yay. Well, folks, I have a personal emergency. I have a friend I need to go look after while other people go do other things. So I got to leave the podcast.
How dare you?
I will explain to you later, Kano, off the podcast, because this is personal.
I know. I'm just playing. It's cool.
All right.
That's fine. I'll talk about games, and more games.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye, folks.
Bye. All right. So, yeah. Mysteria Legacy. It's about the only one that's actually up and running, that's actually doing anything. It's not really PK-like, but it's the closest thing besides Red Towers. So check that out. The only problem, well, there's a couple problems with Mysterio Legacy, but they got 6 servers. Apparently they shut one of them down. It's called the seasonal server. I guess it's not working because when most people figure out why they call it seasonal, they quit. Which is why I quit. I started out on a West Coast server thinking it was Midwest. I screwed up. But then I went to the seasonal server thinking, oh, this would be a good international server, you know, because it's not giving a time zone or anything like that. And in Parallel Kingdom, we have people from all over the world that were in our kingdom. And so I thought the seasonal server would be a neutral server for everybody in our kingdom. But I found out why they call it seasonal, because basically it resets every 3 months, every season. Well, the season isn't even up yet. I mean, they started it in January. This is the first season. And rumor has it, I haven't gone back to check it out. I should probably do that right now. I haven't gone back to check it out. But supposedly they went ahead and shut down the seasonal server. Excuse me, I had a little bit of wine. I might get a little loopy. I make my own wine. It's pretty good, actually. I don't make it from scratch. What I do is I take, I experiment with different wines. But I have, I take select wines that I like, and I tweak them, and I make them better. I didn't know there was actually a profession. For that, but apparently there is. And who knows, maybe I can get into it as a profession. But basically I'm a blender. Kind of like aromatherapy. I blend aromatherapy. I don't make the oils myself. I buy different oils and I mix them together and I make blends. And I kind of do the same thing with wine. And so I really, really like my wines better than, you know, than what you get at the store. Now, granted, I buy my wines at the store, but like I said, I take different ones. Like, I'll give you some ideas of my favorite ones. Arrowhead is a Missouri wine that I really like, and that's one of the ones that I use as my wine base. Riverboat is an organic wine. It's also a Missouri wine, and it's all natural. It's a sulfide free wine. I prefer to go with they call it NSA, no sulfides added. I prefer those, but it doesn't have to be those. It's just that's what I gravitate to. I found one. And that's the other thing. I try to go for inexpensive wines. I don't want to spend an arm and a leg on a wine. So I find inexpensive wines that don't give you, like, headaches. And I tweak them. So Arrowhead is one of them. Stone Heel is another. I think it's Stone Heel. Yeah, Stone Heel, I believe, is the other. Those two do have sulfides in them. I believe. Riverboat is one of the organic ones. It's really good. And there's another one, but I forgot. I got to go down to the liquor store and find out what it is again. Those are the red wines. Now, I prefer sweet red wines. Now, if you like dry wines, you won't like my wine. I don't do dry wines. Sweet red is my preference, but I also work on some sweet white wines. Stonehill also has a white wine. That's pretty good. It's not as good as the red. But it's decent. I don't think my white wines are as good as my red wine blends. But that's just because I don't like white wine as much as I do red wine. So, it's all taste preference. But I still am working on tweaking some white wines as well as red. Forgive me, I'm stuffing my face as well. So, and then for my blending, I also try to find all natural organic ingredients. I don't give away the secrets of my ingredients, but I also fortify my wines with vitamin B and a few other nutrients, because basically alcohol depletes the body of vitamin Bs. That's the primary thing that it depletes the body of. So I want my wines to be healthy wines. So first off, all the ingredients are as organic as possible. And then I add vitamins and minerals to my wines to make them healthier so that you don't get hangovers. I mean, unless you really get drunk on them and all that stuff. But, you know, you don't get the vitamin deficiencies from my wines because I'm basically enriching them with those vitamins that they would normally deplete your body of. So I try to make my wines as healthy as possible. And really, I mean, I don't have the hangovers, I don't have the crashes from my wines. But I'm not a big wino. I don't get drunk on my wines. Of course, it doesn't take much to get me drunk. But I mean, I might have a glass here and there. And this last one I made was pretty strong. I think I made it with Stone Heel as the base. But the deal is, you know, when I first make the wine, it's not as strong because I'm cutting it. But the older it gets, the stronger it gets. So it's like I had my mom taste it yesterday, and it was pretty potent. I just finished the last drop tonight. I made it, like, I don't know, a few weeks ago. So when I first make it, it doesn't taste as good. I mean, it's still good, but it doesn't have its richness. But it's also not as strong. It's not as potent. So it's kind of, you know, it's cut. It's like got probably 50 or less percent of the original alcohol content. But as it, I guess, ferments, I don't remember what the proper terminology is. But after it cures for a week or two, it starts getting stronger. The longer it sits, the stronger it gets. And so this wine that I made is, I don't know, at least 2-3 weeks old. Now it's like getting strong, you know. So it's like, whoa, you know. I didn't even have a full glass, and I could feel kind of a buzz from it. So it's pretty strong stuff. But that's what I do. I make my own wines. And not from scratch, but I just explained how I did it. And I understand there's a profession in blending. I just don't know what it is, where to go, and how to get my foot in the door, if you will. It's like a niche market. And but that would be awesome because I really enjoy wine blending. And maybe when I get done paying child support, I might look into doing that. But that's one of the things I do. So, Mystera Legacy. It's pretty cool. Oh, yeah, let's check out the seasonal server. Going there now. Wolf. Sword out. And where my old castle was, there's nothing left except some floor panels. All the walls are gone. Let's see if the underground passage is still there. Where's my shovel? Wonder what that sign says. Did I put that sign up? Tunnel. There's a rooster. It's at 45%. Let's see if I got any worms. No worms. Let's see if I can dig up some worms for this rooster. See if it'll lay some eggs. I got one worm. I need two worms. So I guess the seasonal worm's not seasonal worm. I guess the seasonal server is still up and running. You want to drop one worm at a time. Wow, he dropped an egg right away. Don't know if it's fertile or not till I get a second egg. Come on, come eat this worm. Oh, I dropped the ring. Here, chicken. Eat the worm. So yeah, everything I built is pretty much gone on the seasonal server, but it's still there. The molt that I dug for my castle is still there too. Ah, to hell with that chicken. Let's see, I got one egg from him. Don't know if it's fertilized or not. I got some stones. I don't have any clay. Well, I got one clay. Not enough to build anything. See what they got down here. Oops, I dropped an egg. Still I can build. I haven't got any wood, so I can't build any walls. I can build some floors and some towers. So let's see here. Might put a door right here. So you can get 1, 2 spaces between this here stairwell. many rocks do I have? Still got enough. All right, let's build a little mini base right here. Drop a couple things that I don't really need, like this. That. All right, that allowed me to not be overweight. Go here, get my shovel. Dig some clay and build some wall. Now you need 10 clays and 30 stones to build walls. And I need some wood for doors. Alright, I got 10 clay balls. I can build one wall or one brick. One brick square. I need food. Do I have food? No. And my shovel just broke. All right. Let me go ahead and build my wall. I gotta build walls and a door around my towers. Time to go collect more rocks. Now, let's see here. I've got 575 arrows. So, that's 250 arrows plus some change. You can do 275 and still have 25 arrows left over. I got a bow and arrow, too. So I'll drop 250 arrows and load these towers with arrows. Let's see here. 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Okay. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Dropping 10 at a time. Action. Just hit the action button a whole bunch of times, and it'll load all the arrows into the towers. Bam. That one's done. Now do the same with this one. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. Now hit the action button. Whole bunch of times. I'm getting low on food. I mean, my hunger level is getting really low. I got some food. I'm going to have to go cook it up. I can't do it here. So. If I find a raccoon, then I'll get some, then I'll get a quick fix. Is my arrow still there? Interesting. I wonder what else is still around. I gotta walk my guy back to the town square. That's the only place that has a free fireplace or fire pit to cook up food. There goes somebody. Oops, I'm trapped. And they're probably freaking out thinking that, oh wow, the castle that used to be there is not there anymore. There's a free one. All right, cool. Do I have any wood? Crap, I don't have any wood. I gotta go chop a tree. Shit. There's towers with no walls around them. I'm walking right into a booby trap. All right, I gotta find some trees. I'm getting low on energy here. One log is all I really need. All right, I'm gonna go walk through that booby trap again. This time I'm gonna walk real fast. Oops, let me pick these up. Because I'm getting low on health. Or not health, but my hunger level is getting really low. I'm getting really hungry. So, drop all. And drop all my meat. Ah, crap, it's old meat. Okay, I gotta kill something. I think there's a rooster down here. Not in this game. Maybe there's a sheep over here. Yes. Sweet. I gotta kill this sheep. Gotta get some fresh meat. Alright, back up to the, whatchamacallit. Good thing I chopped more than one log. Okay. Alright, dropping log. Yay, dropping fresh meat. I got two of those from that one sheep. Should be done here in a second. I'm about dead. There we go. It's done. All right, that gave me half of my life back. I gotta go kill another animal. Find that old meat that I don't need. Drop it on the grass so it'll go away. Go find me an animal to kill. Come down here a little ways. I'm out of range of the booby traps. There's a raccoon. Nothing. There's a cow. Sweet. They gave me two meats. Alright, that's enough wood to last me a minute. Go find me some more animals. There's a wolf. Oh, wow. The wolf gave me a lot of meat. More meat than the cow did. All right, find one more. It's a raccoon. They don't give you very much of anything. That gave me one meat. Kill the sheep. Aha, I got 10 meat now. Alright, my guy's getting hungry. Again. There's another cow. Got 14 meats. Got a feather and another meat. Got some more meat. There's another chicken. Some more meat. Working my way back. Oh crap, there's castle walls. I'm gonna go south so I don't get in a trap. Okay, that's where I came in. Go back up. Here's my old meat still laying there. Now we wait. Food in the game is not hard to come by. Other things are what's hard to come by. Like I said, on the West Coast server where I'm at, I'm actually active. Right now, I have a gluttony of food. More food than I need. So I just got myself almost full, and I still got 15 meat left over. One of the first things you want to do is build you a fireplace so you can cook your meat. There's that chicken. No food, just points. So yeah, the seasonal server is still active. It's just, like I said, every 3 months it resets. So we're at March 17th today. It's got another 2 weeks before the reset, and everything will be back to square one again. So I'll come back in 2 weeks and see how things are.
see what happens. I'll go up here to the border. The snow, see what this chick is up to. Ah, she made a molt around her place. I probably freaked her out. Most of the people on a seasonal server will try to kill you. So, be careful. My guy is level 44 now, so he's pretty tough. But, he can still be killed. I need to get some rock and clay. Penguin. A lot of the stuff I did is still here. It's just the walls were all gone. I took all the towers and the doors down because I gave away a lot of my stuff. Morning. Yeah, I gave away a lot of my stuff. Because I didn't plan on coming back. I'm still really not planning on coming back. I'm just checking it out. So yeah, I'm just mining for rocks right now. Okay, I got 32 rocks. I can build another brick wall. Just one. Oh, I gotta repair my shovel. Get the repair kit out. Always good to have at least two repair kits on you at all times. I only have one. So when you have the material to build another, build it. Now I gotta go get some more rocks. Because I built a repair kit. If you want to build a lot of towers, you got to go up north in the snowy area to get black rocks. You need black rocks for building towers. So if you build your base as close to the white area as possible, your chances of building better defenses is better. Because you're going to be right there next to all the black rocks. You don't have to go as far to get them. Problem is, farming is going to be harder, and you need to farm for feathers and wool primarily. Those are the two main things you want. So ideally, you want to build your base on the edge of the green and white areas. There's a desert area, a green grassy area, and a snow area. I don't know what potential the desert has. Personally, I would say it doesn't have any potential, hardly at all. In fact, I never hardly ever go down there on either server. I mostly go up north and collect black rocks. But like it says, ideally, you want to be on the edge. You want to be in the green area, on the edge of the snow. Because the snowy area is where you get all your black rocks, and you need those for protection. Oh, let me go find my arrow that points to where I had my base before. I created an arrow made out of water. And if you follow that arrow, it takes you right to the front door where my base used to be. Of course, I could have built it here. Yeah, maybe I should have. Not that it matters, it's just a seasonal server. It's all going to be gone in 2 weeks. Now, if I destroy all this now, I'm going to have less material. But then again, who cares? It's just a seasonal server. But this gives me access to above ground and underground and more underground. So I'm going to go ahead and stick to this. Oh, yeah, I got to go upstairs and get some clay. You gotta make sure you eat, because if you don't eat, you die. I got 7 clay balls. And I only have 45 rocks. So I'm just going to stop at 10 clays. Because that's really all I need right now. My guy's digging like crazy. Alright, there we go. Go ahead and put up another wall. I need one more wall and then I'll build a door. Nothing really matters. Yeah, forget it. Like I said, it's just a seasonal server. Everything's going to reset in 2 weeks. I don't even know why I'm wasting my time here. So I'll put my guy next to my towers. I'll come back in a week and see if it killed anybody. I got brick walls in front of them, so they shouldn't attack anybody right away, but if they walk next to them, it will attack them. All right, signing out of there. All right, so you got the U.S. West server. It's got a population is high. You have U.S. Texas server, which would be the Midwest server. Population is medium. That'd be the ideal place to be, but for some reason I decided to go to the West Coast server, which is where I really started by accident. I meant to go to the Midwest server. But then I found out that I got friends on the West Coast server from Parallel Kingdom. So I ended up staying there. But I think eventually I'll end up on the U.S. Texas server. It's got medium population. Yeah. Not as active, not as many people there. You have more room for expansion. So, hey, somebody bought something from me. I forgot what I had for sale. The nice thing about having a populated area is you got people that you can buy, sell, and trade from. You know, you can network and everybody's buying and selling stuff. And so, if you need gold, then you just go out and collect stuff that people want, and they're selling gold for whatever you can find for them. And so you go out and find it, sell it to them, and you got your gold. Makes it a whole lot easier to build your towers and build your defense, because all you got to do is go out and collect the rocks, and then you need gold for your towers. Where's that wolf? There he is. Kill him before he kills my sheep.
wolf is dead. He already killed one of my sheep. So I'm going to have to chop some wood and build another perimeter. Got a cow over here. The cow will kill the wolf. There's another wolf. I'm a pretty powerful player in this game. So I'm not going to worry about people attacking me anymore. The last guy that tried to attack me, I killed him with two hits. It's kind of funny. I'm down to three chickens. I got to breed some more chickens. So I got to dig worms. And breed some chickens. I sold all my feathers. But I'm pretty well defended. All my towers have at least 350 arrows in them each. Oh, hey, look. Laid the feather. Or dropped the feather. When you're in your chicken farm or sheep farm, always make sure you're carrying a shovel or a pair of shears, so you don't accidentally kill your livestock. I've done that too many times. I hate killing my chickens. Killing a sheep isn't so bad because they're not as valuable. But you don't want to kill your livestock. So, anyway, yeah, I'm just waiting for something parallel kingdom related to hurry up and get going. But if Mysteria Legacy fixes a couple issues, shoot, I might stay here. My biggest complaint about Mysteria Legacy is the rate of decay. The stuff decays too quickly. And you spend all your time maintaining your buildings. And you don't have any time to be really productive. If you build something, you know, substantial, you know, it's like I built my castle and I built my defenses and then I built the farm and I really just don't have time to maintain all of it by myself. I need help. But, you know, you don't know who you can trust, so I don't have any help. Because nobody that I actually really know is playing. I got a couple friends playing, but they're not active, you know, so it's like, you know, like David Ray. He's a member of my kingdom, he's, whatever. He's not active. He doesn't play very much. So, and then there's Prepper and a couple other members. And they're hardly ever here. So, I don't really have any help. And, particular about who I have in my kingdom because you don't know who you can trust. But, yeah. Or not my kingdom. They call them tribes here. But, yeah, if they just decrease the rate of decay, I can actually maintain what I've got going on right now all by myself. But basically, I got to get on here every single day just to maintain my property and keep it from falling apart. And that's not even advancing. You know, I got to be here constantly if I want to advance. So, it's kind of a pain. But as you advance in level, it makes it quick. You can repair things quicker and you can do things a lot better. So, I don't know. We'll see. Once I'm like a higher level player, right now I'm only like level 44. But once I'm like level, I don't know, there's people like that are level 150 and higher. Once I'm that high, shoot, you know, who knows what I'll be able to do. But, yeah, I'm practically rich in this game. I got 14 gold. I got a lot of silver. You know, I can build towers all day long. I just go out and collect the materials, build the towers, sell materials for gold, and, yeah, I'm good to go. So right now I'm working on my barnyard. Then I'll go back to finishing building towers. And then I'll work on reinforcing my my walls and my defenses. So let's see how far along we are in this recording. Oh, we're at 3 hours. So I better end it now, otherwise I won't be able to upload this to the website. So that concludes the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, New World Order, man and or other animals, Dungeons and Dragons, and so on and so forth. So that's it. Catch us next week. Call in. Or, you know, give us something to talk about. We're also going to be doing our political podcast on Sundays at 5 p.m. Central Time. So if you want to talk politics, freedom, liberty, three percenter type stuff, hey, give us a call on Sunday. We're going to do it on Monday again for one more week, and then I think I'm going to change it to Sunday. So, yeah. I guess that's it. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye. Oh, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and ScrapGovScrap.us. All right, bye.